Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Peace World Radio. Vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jans is an energetic, vibrant, and engaging show that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who are using their lives to raise the frequency of our world. Here you will meet authors, actors, scientists, activists, and so many more who dare to dream that things can be different, who think beyond what they were taught and have the courage to not settle. If you too believe that a world of peace is possible and have been looking for inspiration to become part of this extraordinary step in the evolution of humanity, then you're in the right place, because that's what Peace World Radio is all about. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having. Now here is your host, Christina Jans.
Hello and welcome, everyone. Welcome to Peace World Radio. I am so happy to be spending time with you today, especially because I'm going to be introducing you to a very special person, and we're going to be talking about one of my favorite topics. But to set things up for today, let me begin by asking you a question. Have you ever found yourself in a situation where you've been having a conflict with another person, and no matter how much you try, the two of you just cannot seem to get to a place of respectful dialogue and resolution? Well, some years ago, I found myself in a situation just like this with a colleague. And after many attempts on my part, it became clear that he was really not interested in a respectful discussion. And what made it even more difficult was that I had to interact with him on a daily basis. So this toxic situation we were in was unavoidable, and this became increasingly stressful and draining for me. So one day, I decided to try something completely different than I had ever done before with this situation. At a time when I knew I wouldn't be disturbed, I sat down and quieted myself. Then I focused my attention on my higher self. This is the part of me that exists in my truth, in unconditional love, where I am all that I am meant to be, and I'm free of my fears and intransigent opinions and frustrations. And so from here, in this beautiful state of being, I call to me the higher self of this colleague. And from here, in these highest states, we entered into a respectful, supportive relationship. And we stayed like this for a little while. And then from this peaceful, more aware, and evolved state of being, we blessed our earth relationship and the issues that our little fear-based selves were having so much trouble with. Moments after doing this, just mere moments, I was flooded with an unimaginable sense of peace, so much so that the conflict, which had occupied so much of my time and thoughts, now seemed to hold no stressful energy whatsoever. I knew, and I mean I really knew with every fiber of my being, that somehow everything was okay now. And so with a lighter heart, I just put it out of my mind and I went about my day. Well, what happened next was incredible. Within a day of doing this, this particular colleague completely changed his approach to me. A respectful tone of voice replaced his previous arrogant tone. He spoke with sincere appreciation for my efforts. And the gentle humor we had always shared entered our conversation again, and all of this allowed us to quickly and easily resolve the issue. I was stunned by this, and without any hesitation, can attribute this complete turnaround to the blessing that had taken place. Since then, I have incorporated blessings into every aspect of my life. I bless the food I eat and its origin. I bless people I see on the street who seem sad and lonely and in states of despair. And those dangerous drivers who cut me off and race by me on the road, I bless them too, that they may reach their destination safely and without causing harm to others. I bless every organ and cell in my body. My car that takes me so faithfully here and there, I bless it too. And I often visualize holding the earth in my hands and bless the atmosphere, the waters, the meadows and the mountain ranges, and every living being on it, including the earth herself. And in those areas of my life where I may feel struggles or strain and I'm feeling powerless to change things, I now realize that through activating blessing, I have more power than I can imagine to affect well-being and harmonious resolution, not only for my life, but for everyone, everywhere. Blessing has become a huge part of my life, and yet, strangely, until today, I have not as yet had the opportunity to speak to another about it in this way. So when I happened to come across a beautiful book called The Gentle Art of Blessing by Pierre Prettervand, I jumped at the opportunity to have him on this show. Pierre says that the practice of blessing unleashes tangible benefits throughout our entire lives and has the power to heal, transform, elevate, and restore. I'm so delighted to tell you that Pierre Prettervand is my very special guest today, and he is joining us from Switzerland. Welcome to Peace World Radio, Pierre. It is such a joy to have you here.
Thank you so much, Christine. It's such a very special pleasure for me to be with you this evening.
Lovely.
And with all your guests.
Thank you. Let's start at the beginning. For our listeners who may be unfamiliar with this concept, what is blessing, and can anyone do it?
That's a question that people ask me so often. Of course, anyone can do it. Jesus said to the crowd, he wasn't speaking to his disciples or Pharisees when he said, bless those who curse you. He was saying that to everyone. And so it's blessing is really wanting the real good for the other person or situation or environmental problem from the bottom of your heart. It's a deep yearning for the good of the other from one's heart. It's 100% heart energy.
And with that in mind, what are the different ways that a blessing can take place? For instance, can you bless through a hug, through a tone of voice, a glance?
Of course.
Yes?
All those are forms of blessing. Blessing doesn't have to be, I bless you in your beauty or your goodness. It can be expressed in 1,000 ways. That's the wonder of it.
And with that in mind, I'm also wondering, can you bless through an artistic creation? Can you put a blessing in something you are creating so that everyone who comes into contact with it will be blessed by it?
Yes, of course. There's no end on how you can bless, the ways you can bless. A mother preparing a lovely meal. Sorry for her family, is blessing the whole family. The boss who is, you know, dealing correctly with his employees is blessing his employees. I cannot think of a single gesture practically which cannot include a blessing.
Mm-hmm. And how does the practice of blessing impact our lives?
Well, it is so individual. I would say that each individual is blessed in a different manner according to his temperament, his understanding of blessing, and many other things. But what I would say is that anyone can start practicing blessing. I do a lot of prison work here in Geneva, not to mention with his friend in Texas. I'm constantly talking about blessing with people. I could give you concrete examples, but I don't want to take too much of your time. Could I give one example of this?
I would love to, please.
This was a gentleman from Ghana. He was a small businessman, and some of his colleagues told him, you know, you can make very good business in China. And he went there very naively, and he was just, they pulled the carpet under his feet, if I can say, and he came home completely broke. And as he arrived home, he discovered that his mother was very seriously ill. They had no funds to take her to a hospital. And friends told him, oh, you know, if you take just a bag of, a suitcase of drugs to Geneva, you can earn $5,000. And so he did that, and he was caught at the airport, and he went to prison, and that's where I met him. And I gave him the book on blessing, and he plunged into it, and he absorbed it like few people I've ever known. Mm-hmm. And he started blessing everyone, the lawyers, the policemen, the guards in the prison, the judge, the attorneys, everyone around him. He just spent his time blessing. And he was told he'd have at least a 7-year sentence for this misdemeanor. And he blessed everyone during the whole time in court, and he got a year and a half. And then he'd done about a year and 2 months. He just had a few months more. And nobody in the prison would believe it. They had to phone the tribunal to be sure that this was effectively the case. So that's one out of hundreds of examples I could give you.
What an extraordinary story, and we'll be hearing more examples of these. We're going to stop for a quick break now, and when we come back, we'll be hearing about the art of blessing with Pierre Pradervan. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with the Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
We're back, and you're listening to Peace World Radio, Vibrant Conversations to Change the World, and I'm Christina Jans. My guest today is Pierre Pradervand, and Pierre, before we continue, I want to make sure that everyone knows how to contact you. Do you have a website address that you could give to our listeners?
Well, I have a website in French, so the best is just to give my email, no?
Well, what you can do... you can give your email address to people now, but what you can do is you can email me your website address, and I will post it on a link on
Fine.
Peace World Radio. So what's your email address?
My email is Pierre, P-I-E-R-R-E, at, now I have to spell it because it's French, V-I-V-R-E. AUTREMENT.CH.
Okay, very good. I will make sure that as well is a link that I give to people on Peace World Radio. So if our listeners didn't catch the spelling of that, you can just go to peaceworldradio.com and I'll have the link there for you. Thank you, Pierre.
Lovely. You're so welcome.
As I experience blessing, I feel that it connects me with the highest aspect of myself, and through the act of blessing, I see myself entering into a holy and sacred union with the other, whatever it may be, a person, an ailment, a problem. But in entering into this holy, sacred state, suddenly everything becomes possible. And I'm wondering whether that's what you meant when you say in your book that the act of blessing brings you into alignment with the spiritual laws that govern the universe.
Well, what I mean is that, you know, we are really one with the source, with the divine nature. We are not separated, as many teachings, including a great deal of traditional Christianity, has taught that we are separated. No, we are already now one with the sources, many great spiritual teachings teach. So we are really the divine in expression when we are aware, when we are conscious. But a great deal of the time, and that applies to me like most people, a great deal of the time our mind is just wandering around. And that's another reason that I love blessing, because it's such an extraordinary tool for centering and keeping centered in the present moment. So, but when we come back to our source, to this sense of oneness, then one could almost say that we are divine law in expression, above all the law of love. When we love, we are really God loving as us, through us. That's what I mean.
Oh, I see. And one of the things that you mentioned in your book that I believe is my next question is going to tie into what you just said. It was a phrase that you had in your book that really jumped out at me, and you say that it is impossible to bless and judge another at the same time.
Oh, yes.
So what happens within us, Pierre, when we bless that makes it impossible to judge?
Well, I would say it's the same thing as with gratitude. For me, gratitude and blessing are the reverse sides of the same coin. If you bless sincerely, it's just impossible to judge. I just encourage people to try. You cannot be judging someone and at the same time blessing sincerely. I'm not speaking about the mechanical blessing that is so often done at the end of church services and things like that, but the blessing from the heart, just as it's impossible to feel really grateful and at the same time harbor the slightest negative thought. They just exclude each other totally.
Mm. It makes me think, as you're saying that, the image that came into my mind was like the aperture of a camera. And so when we bless, the aperture in our heart opens wide, wide, wide. And when we judge, it gets very, very tight and closed. So it's impossible to do both at the same time.
That's a beautiful metaphor. I love metaphors, Christina, because we live in a world where our mind is so overladen and metaphors are so clear.
It's true. It's very true. Now, what about the times when blessing might not be an easy thing to do? Should I ask, is blessing always an easy thing to do? Or are there times when it's challenging? And what do we do then?
It can be very challenging. I would say just hold on, hold in there, hang on, and just continue. I have, you know, I quote this friend from Texas Death Row, Roger McGowan.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, if there's been any ultimate testing ground for the utter blessing, it is Death Row, Texas. I mean, Texas Death Row is probably the worst in the United States. And Roger has spent 25 years there for a crime we know he's absolute innocent of, and we'll prove this one day. But he has practiced blessing on death row with guards who are cynical or sadistic in their behavior or just outright violent, and he has proved it, that it works. But it's not like blessing someone in a tea party on a lovely summer's day on a lawn. Death Row is really the ultimate place to test it, and Roger has shown that it works. I wrote a book of his letters, which has moved people all around the world, called Messages of Life from Death Row.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a very powerful message he delivers because of where he's at.
And you know, on that note, one of the things the laws that you speak of in your book, the law of positive expectations, you say that the universe is a place of infinite abundance. If that's
yes.
the case, Pierre, what purpose does all this scarcity and pain, for instance, what this gentleman on death row is experiencing, in your mind, what purpose does all of this serve in a universe that is a place of infinite love and abundance?
It is just a teaching tool for us to learn love and nothing else. Roger, on death row, has written to me more than once, God has a perfect plan for my life. Perfect. And I was visiting him with a well-known French writer 3 years ago. And again, I'm not going to summarize death row on this program. I don't want to take too much of your time for that. But it's really absolute hell. Well, he looked us in the eyes and said, I would not exchange my 22 years on death row for anything else in the world. Now, can you imagine that, Kristen?
Isn't that extraordinary?
And he says it's his testing ground. That's the place he chose, coming on earth, to grow and test his ability to love.
Isn't that something? And it makes me wonder, you know, the challenges that we experience in life, whether we call them to ourselves so that we can learn what we came to learn in this life, and if so, how does the art of blessing, how can it help us with this?
I'm beginning to believe this more and more, Christina. I myself have just been through the greatest tsunami in my whole life. And I'm blessing, and I can really see that it is something I have chosen, maybe before even coming on Earth, to learn the lessons, the exact lessons I need to learn just now. Otherwise, the whole of the universe makes no sense. The whole thing appears a farce. So there has to be meaning behind even the most terrible situations. And believe me, I've been around over 40 countries all around the world for many, many years, and I've seen unbelievable turmoil and suffering.
And so, oh my goodness, there's so many questions that are coming into my mind about this.
Yes.
In the countries that you have gone to and all that you have seen, do you see blessing being engaged in ways that can help people in whatever their situation rise up and transcend it and transform?
Oh, let me tell you, I have this wonderful friend in Mali, West Africa. He's called Mamadou, and he's a devout Muslim. And when he received my book, he just started practicing it night and day. And he started telling everybody about it. And he started having an amazing experiences. I'll just give you two, which from another culture that it's interesting. You know, there is polygamy in...
Pierre, hold on to that thought. We'll continue it as soon as we come back. We're going to stop for a short break, and we'll be back with more wonderful stories from Pierre Pradervan. We'll be right back.
Are you a health-conscious, spiritual woman who is just tired of struggling with food obsession, emotional eating, and constantly having to struggle with weight and food? You aren't alone. The secret is within us, often in releasing internal resistance and blocks to our own success. To learn how to end the war with food and your body now and find peace, go to eatlikeagoddess.com for your free audio. Break free from food obsession and lose weight without trying. That is eatlikeagoddess.com.
The Michael Shane Show. Conversations with the Ascended Masters on Transformation Talk. Radio.com. On the third and fourth Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. To connect with the Ascended Masters and raise your vibration, call in for a live on-air reading with Michael and the Ascended Masters. Visit michaelshane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L Shane.com. Or call 800-508-6437 to schedule a full healing session.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
I'm Christina Janz, and if you're just joining us on Peace World Radio, my very special guest today is Pierre Pretervand, and we're talking about blessing, the art of blessing. And before the break, Pierre, you were just starting to tell us a story, so why don't you complete it?
This is a story from West Africa where polygamy is very prevalent, and Mama Hadou, this friend who practiced blessing, practices the whole time, sorry, and recommends it to many, many people, meets this woman. She's in the street. She knows her, and she's absolutely desperate. She's in her 50s. She was the first wife of this man who's taken a much younger wife, much sexier, more attractive, and the husband is giving her hell, beating her, insulting her, and so the new wife was following suit and doing just the same thing, and her life was sheer hell. And she pours her story out to Mamadou, and he just tells her, look, you just bless them. Bless them in their goodness, in their kindness. Go home and just start blessing. That same evening, the woman started blessing her husband and the new wife. The next morning, the husband came, presented his apologies, totally changed his behavior, and the young wife did the same thing, and now the two women are given in that part of the city as a model of good understanding and harmony in a polygamous couple.
Isn't that interesting? And it speaks to something that I read in your book about sending out blessings to those who mean to harm us. Can blessing then be used as a form of protection?
Of course.
How does that work?
Well, you just bless the persons in their goodness, in their harmlessness, in their gentleness, in all the qualities. You always bless the opposite of what appears as the material condition. If I see a cripple in the street, I bless them in their uprightness. If I see someone who's deeply depressed, I bless them in their joy. If I see someone who is menacing or angry, I would bless them in their goodness, their peace, their divine reflection, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not something like a theological equation.
Right.
It's a practice that flows from the heart. And if you start blessing sincerely, it will always work. I love Mrs. Eddy's Mary Baker Eddy's statement, a deep sincerity is sure of success, for God takes care of it. And that is the case. If you start blessing with a sincere intent, you cannot fail.
I believe that. I believe that because I think when we go into a place of blessing with that intensity of and sincerity, as you say, of love, our own frequency changes to that of love.
Yeah.
And I believe that darkness cannot remain dark in the presence of light. So the more we bless, the more we raise our frequency up and out of fear and into more of a divine light, then darkness may want to approach us, but it will start to turn gray as it gets close to us and probably
exactly.
go away.
Exactly.
Yes.
And
now,
I would like to add that...
Sorry, yes, go ahead, Pierre.
I would like to add that one never blesses with a desire to get something for myself, oneself. It's always, you know, out of pure altruism and a desire to heal the world. But as a result, situations change. Now, that doesn't mean you don't use it to change a situation like you with your colleague, or like this woman in the polygamous couple. Of course, there she was praying to heal a situation, but it's different. Praying to for an advantage for oneself, like, you know, the blessing to become wealthier, or blessing to heal. Blessing is really the best definition, is that it is a healing practice.
Yes. Yes, that makes a lot of sense to me. Now, let me ask you about karma. You know, this is a word now that we hear of so often. It's a part of our popular culture, the word karma. If someone is experiencing a difficulty in some area of their life and it is a karmic rebalancing of past events, you know, something that needed to be experienced and learned so that they can know differently, will blessing them interfere with their journey of personal evolution?
I don't think so. On the contrary. And I do think, you know, I have many questions about the popular concept of karma, because it entails, you know, something so heavy. The Apostle Paul says, in Christ you are a new creature. The old things are past. All things are new. And when I say Christ, I mean the divine energy of light and love that is healing the world. That, for me, is Christ.
Yes.
So in that energy, old things are gone. All things are new. Look at this gentleman from Ghana who is blessing in prison. Now, the karmic interpretation would say, well, he, you know, smuggled a whole suitcase of drugs. He earned these 6 or 7 years in prison as a karmic payment. Well, divine grace saw to it that it was completely different. They saw that his heart had changed, that he sincerely repented his mistake, and he didn't have to pay out those 6 or 7 years he would have normally gotten.
Mm-hmm. Heaven and earth are reconciled within Christ.
Yes.
Yeah.
And again, you know, if we really understand that we are one with the source already now, then the whole concept of karma disappears.
Yes. Yes, and I think that ties in with something you said in your book where you say that love blesses the person who practices it as much as the one who receives it.
Absolutely. That's why it's such a joyful practice. I was telling you a little while ago about this woman in Zurich. Many years ago, she was a retired nurse who spent 14, and she was a crippled. She moved in an armchair. She spent 14 hours a day in Zurich station, in the busiest section, blessing people 6 days a week for well over 10 years.
Isn't
That's
it?
Extraordinary.
Yes, and why is strive, for all of us to strive towards unconditional love, why is it so important, individually and collectively?
Because it's the essence of our nature. We are love. If God is love and we are made in the image of God, then we are love. That is the essence of our being. I think the whole of the universe is moving towards a healing through love. If I may tell you that the most powerful experience I've had in my life, spiritually speaking.
Please do.
I was in Africa. Pardon?
Please do. Go ahead.
I was in Africa and I just caught dysentery, and I worked on it spiritually, as I always did on diseases. And the next day, going to the airport, it started again, and on the plane, I was meditating, praying, reading all sorts of spiritual texts. Next to me, there was a young boy who was unaccompanied with his little card on his chest, and the stewardess taking care of him was so kind. And at one moment, I felt such gratitude for this woman. And suddenly, this gratitude transformed into a feeling of cosmic love. I was out of space. I was out of time. And I felt, and I mean, I felt that love is the basic substance, the only law, the only cause, the only effect, that everything truly in reality in the universe is born of love and going towards love and expressing love. But the most wonderful thing of the whole experience, Christina, is I had no sense of ego. It's the only time in my life there was no longer any Pierre Pradivant. There was only the consciousness of infinite love. And I will never forget that experience.
And let me ask you, what happened to the dysentery?
Of course, I came back to the plane. In 3 seconds, I felt something moving in my bowels, my stomach, my intestines, and the thing was healed.
That's what I thought. So in our capacity to rise above our singular experience, whether it's dysentery or smuggling drugs or whatever it may be, when we let go of that individual self and we rise up and transform and connect with a much, much greater sense of whole and become that wide aperture that love can flow through, in the process, what you're saying, that we ourselves are healed.
Exactly. That's perfectly well explained.
You know, when we come back from break, I'm going to be asking a question on this in particular, but it really speaks to how much power each of us have individually, that we have to make an extraordinary difference in the world when we start working at that level. We're going to pause for a quick break now, and when we return, we will be learning more about how the gentle art of blessing can literally change your life. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for an easy way to shift your vibration, creating lasting change in your life? Join Christine Upchurch, Director of Stellar Reflections and host of the Christine Upchurch Show, for a special presentation at East West Bookshop in Seattle on Friday, May 24th. Christine will discuss the exciting new energetic activations which have changed lives around the world. She will share the amazing story of how these activations came about, how these processes are a part of an energetic evolution that is underway, and how you too can shift your life and play an important role in the transformation of the planet. Join Christine Upchurch for the 111 Activation and Beyond Tools to Transform Your Life at East West Bookshop in Seattle on May 24th at 7:30 p.m. Isn't it time to release the patterns of struggle and step into the vibration of empowerment? Reserve your space today at eastwestbookshop.com or call 206-523-3726.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session, or dial 415-235-2807.
Get ready for Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Create your best life by releasing subconscious limiting beliefs and patterns quickly and easily. Each show features a live call-in segment so that you can experience Deborah's intuitive insight and powerful clearing. Deborah's quick wit and spot-on intuition make every show both powerful and fun. For more information, visit ConsciousRepatterning.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond. I'm the Vedic astrologer who shines a light on what you put into your body. Are you sick and tired of taking all the latest vitamins and herbs that promise to make you feel better and have unlimited energy, but find they don't work? The reason they don't is because no two people are alike. There is not one fix for everyone. To find out how I can help you discover what will work for you, go to my website, themichellebondshow.com.
Welcome back. I'm Christina Jans, and this is Peace World Radio, and I've been having a wonderful conversation with Pierre Pretervand about the art of blessing. Pierre, we've been speaking now a lot of blessing others, but how important is it for us to also bless ourselves, and how is that done, and what is the effect of this?
I'd say that's the most important, Christina, and I say in the postscriptum, this above all, you know, bless yourself. Because just as Jesus said, you know, love your neighbor as yourself. You have to start with yourself, because you only can give to others what you give to yourself. That's why it's absolutely central. And you bless yourself in your peace, your calm, just as you would bless anybody else. But really, now allow yourself to do this. It's a divine order to love ourselves. It's not something we could do if we feel like it. It's an order, because Jesus had such a clear sense of what we needed to progress.
Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering, you know, for people who have had very painful experiences in the past, maybe like some of the ones you've just mentioned today, or from childhood,
yes.
Is it possible to, you know, we can't go back and change the past, but can we bless those painful experiences of the past, and in
yes.
doing so, free ourselves, you know, from those chains that keep us bound to the experiences?
Yes, of course. You can bless the learning experience that it was, even if you did not have the impression on the moment that you learned something. And especially learn the people who did harm to you. Bless the people who did harm to you. That is the key. I remember, you know, I discovered in my book, I say how I discovered blessing after having been thrown out of my job, which I did with such love and dedication, by someone who just hated my guts. And I went through months of resentment. It was eating me up. And then one day, Jesus' statement, bless those who curse you. I saw that, of course, that was a clear solution. And I started blessing these people. And somewhere in my text on blessing, I explain, I'm sorry, how what we see as trials are really blessings in disguise.
Mm-hmm.
And 12 years later, I met this man at a meeting, and I had one of the greatest explosions of joy in my whole life. I wanted to hug him. We had dinner together, and for days and days my heart was singing, because I saw that because I had blessed the difficult situation, and him in particular, all this footage of blessing had come out, not only for me, but for the whole world. The book exists in 8 languages now, and I've been receiving messages from all around the world for over 25 years. By the
incredible.
Way,
incredible.
There's a YouTube video on the Gentle Art of Blessing by Jane Young. YouTube, Gentle Art of Blessing by Jane Young, which is the most beautiful thing I know of on blessing.
Yes. I've seen it. It is. It's absolutely beautiful. You know, Pierre, one of my deepest held beliefs is that everything is intricately connected to everything else, that nothing exists in isolation, and we live in relationship with everything. So that through blessing, and as you know, I put it my way, I enter into a holy union with things. I believe that we have the capacity to create great and tangible change in this world. For the, you know, the newscasts we hear where the problems are so big or so far away or insurmountable, I think that through blessing and through the fact that we are all intricately connected to each other, that we can affect great change. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, President Assad of Syria is probably one of the most hated men on the planet. And I've been blessing him now for almost 2 years, at least a year and a half. And I feel such compassion for the man.
Mm.
I can feel no anger. Only the deepest, deepest compassion, because those who make others suffer such a lot are going to have to pass through a valley of tears before they get to the green pastures.
Yes.
And so we can never rejoice at hatred or even seeing others punished. The compassion generated by blessing always wants the real good for all, including those that the media call, you know, horrible, terrible monsters and all the rest.
Yes, yes. And in the end, blessing becomes a way of life, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Oh, like this man in Spain I told you about, who purchased over 600 copies of the book and was distributing it daily to people, not superficially, really, but when he met somebody who he felt had really gotten it, he would give them the book. So it is, and I receive so many letters from people who tell me exactly that. This has become a way of life for me.
Yes. Now, we just have 1 minute left, and I want to ask you, for our listeners, what are some of the ways that our listeners can begin incorporating blessing into their lives today?
Well, just bless every single event that happens, every single person they meet. Just send a silent blessing. And it can be animals, it can be birds, it can be anything. Bless the meal. Bless the streetcar. I love blessing people in the streetcar and the buses. It's such a wonderful space to bless people, because you're sitting quietly and you're just looking at people instead of letting your mind wander aimlessly. You're just blessing them sweetly, quietly, powerfully also, because blessing is power. I maybe have not insisted enough on that, but it is also a tremendous force for healing, for good, for transforming this world.
What wonderful words to end our show on, Pierre. I want to thank you so much for being here today, and truly what a blessing it has been. And please know that I will always cherish this time that we were able to spend together.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me, Christina. I'm the one, I feel, who's been the most blessed. And I send my heartfelt blessing to all those who are listening to this program, and especially those who may be going through great suffering. I will say, just bless and start with yourself.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you to all our listeners who are joining us today. I would like to leave you with a beautiful passage from Pierre Pradervan's book, The Gentle Art of Blessing. Here it is. Remember that whatever the representation you may have of yourself, deep inside you exists a space of infinite beauty and rest, of total unconditional love, of goodness without bounds, of unshakable peace, of dancing joy, playful being, of limitless vision and infinite abundance. You know, there are 7 billion people on the earth today. Can you imagine what would happen if each person sent out one heartfelt blessing? So remember who you are. Remember to bless yourself and all of those around you, and carry these wise words from Pierre Pradervand in your heart forever. I know I will. Remember to join me every second Monday of the month at 11 a.m. Pacific and 2 p.m. Eastern Time for more vibrant conversations to change the world. I'm Christina Jans. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to Peace World Radio, Vibrant Conversations to Change the World with Christina Jans. Tune in each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific and 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW for another energetic, vibrant, and engaging show that's getting people talking. Internationally renowned host Christina Jans brings you extraordinary and courageous people who are using their lives to raise the frequency of our world. For more information about Christina and the show, visit peaceworldradio.com and join the talk the world is having.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
People say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.